We're like gold diggers, tunneling through the mishaps and the handicaps.
I don't know what to cook for them. I don't know what to give them to eat. That is the issue at hand as I speak right now.
In the name of the good, we hope to earn the truth and be worth our weight in salt.
Every night, every night, we'll hear 1 million boys, 2 million boys, 3 million boys. Come on, people. People wouldn't have no money. You're supposed to plan it where people can follow you. Everybody can follow you, both the rich and those poor.
The Sunny Side with Joyce.
The Sunny Side with Joyce.
Weekdays, 12 to 3 p.m. on 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.
Hello, 99.3 Nigeria Info. Good afternoon to you and welcome to a beautiful work week ahead. That's the faith. That's what we anticipate. We're 99.3. This is Nigeria Info. My name is Joyce Onyemoa. How are you? Hope you can say your weekend was brilliant, beautiful, rewarding, uplifting, gratifying. Did it bring you closer to your dreams? And if you have some ambition, maybe, did you read a book? Did you watch a movie? Did you eat your favorite food? Did you drink wine? I did. What else did you do? Did you sleep? Did you sleep? Did you do something that you love? Look, this is the life, not a dress rehearsal. It's either we're living or we're not. And it's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to be here. I mean, some of you are persuaded by reincarnation or the philosophy of reincarnation. That's not necessarily what I'm talking. I mean, imagine if, say, reincarnation was a lottery. What if you didn't win a comeback? So, yeah. We know it to be this one. This is what we know. It's like talking about tomorrow as though tomorrow is guaranteed. Yeah? So we can't speak of the things we do not know with certainty. We couldn't even speak about the next hour with certainty because we do not know what's to come. But here is what we know, that given the opportunity, we'll do our very best to be humans of truth, aim for truth, to be better, to strive to make this world what we want it to be. And men carry that vision. And I hope you carry a part of that vision to make this world a better place. Except when I open, you know, the news, I'm dreaming that maybe the guy who's doing something crazy out there in the streets isn't dreaming as much. Or maybe he's found himself in a situation where factors bend reality and then maybe people become what they shouldn't, or people out of greed, selfishness, or human ambition become things that they shouldn't. And somehow you get to hear of things like murder, theft, extortion, abuse, kidnap, harassment, intimidation, even more death. And God, kidnapping. Look, personally, I've lost track. You wake up and then you look at the news and you're like, which news is this one again? Or is this the one from yesterday? Is this a new one? And it keeps going on that way. And I wonder whether the government would give more than a stern warning. Because, well, something happened on the 12th, yeah, which was a few days ago. And it's pretty much evolved into something that pretty much is something we're not, I mean, something we're familiar with. It's not unusual that we hear things like that. But the question is, do we want to continue to hear things like that? How old are we? And at what point do we demand that things change? I mean, the government understands that this is pressing, but maybe something needs to be done. We're going to go off on a break. When we come back, the conversation would be on kidnapping and something else that I think is sensational but worth sharing on the Sunny Side. Nigeria Info, the Sunny Side. My name is Joyce, and I'm glad that you are there. All right. So first of all, I think that I heard of one particular kidnap story that happened, I think Friday. It was of a certain man, Godwin Osakwe and his 17-year-old son. They were kidnapped on Tuesday, and now they have been released after a ransom of 3 million naira was paid. Osakwe and his son were abducted at the Abo village end of Benin bypass. Now, in Kaduna State, the government has revealed that troops of the Nigerian army have rescued 180 citizens abducted by gunmen in the state on Friday. And I thought, wow, thanks to the Nigerian military for really being quick about the situation, rescuing students of the Federal College of Forestry Mechanization within the Igabi local government area of Kaduna State. Well, while that is a little victory, I think a Pyrrhic victory, actually, on one hand. On the other hand, 39 students are not accounted for. Well, I mean, they're kidnapped, so they're yet to be accounted for. And I saw a video, and I can't even imagine. I mean, I'm not even a parent. Then I can't imagine not finding my kid. Like, if I had a child and he wandered away or she wandered away and I didn't know where to, you know, look to find them safe, yeah? And then imagine that your child was in the hands of kidnappers. I mean, you wouldn't sleep. I wouldn't sleep. And God help me, I don't die of blood pressure or something like that. Like, and it's a hard reality. It's a difficult reality. And the fact that it happens at the rate at which it does just begs. Maybe you thought about it. Like, besides this stern warning, like, what else can come? But hold on a second. I want to share with you that we're looking for 39 students. And then this particular video made its way to social media. I'd like to share it with you. It's not necessarily to alarm you. It's just to show you pretty much, maybe represent to you in picture what the reality is out there. Hopefully you can hear this. Wait.
Time is going. Most of us here are having health issues, and they are complaining about the government trying to send security operatives to come and rescue us from here, which is almost and a half impossible because these people, they have surrounded us, saying anybody that comes from anywhere to come and rescue us or do anything by force, they are going to take our lives. And they are pleading on the government to come. We are pleading on the government to come now at this early because these people, they have bad minds towards us. We're pleading on the government to come and help us. Without the government coming to our rescue this early and having any set to issue with them, there will be a serious problem with us. We are pleading on the government to come and help us. Thank you.
I'm sorry, can we hear that again?
My name is Benson Emmanuel from Forestry Mechanization. We are pleading on the government to come and rescue us. Most of us here have been injured, badly injured. Time is going. Most of us here are having health issues, and they are complaining about the government trying to send security operatives to come and rescue us from here, which is almost and a half impossible because these people, they have surrounded us, saying anybody that comes from anywhere to come and rescue us or do anything by force, they are going to take our lives. And they are pleading on the government to come. We are pleading on the government to come now at this early because these people, they have bad minds towards us. We are pleading on the government to come and help us because without the government coming to our rescue this early and having any set to issue with them, there will be a serious problem with us. We are pleading on the government to come and help us. Thank you.
All right. 99.3 Nigeria Info. And another video emerged after this one. It was of the same people in this particular video being flogged by the kidnappers. And I think it was a kidnapper's way of saying, look, we need you to cry on camera so that they can understand how serious this is. We don't want to keep you here any more than we need to. Once the government, you know, speaks to us and gives us what we want, then you all can be on your way homes. Until that happens, there might be a little bit of crying. You might hurt here and there, but yeah, do all of that on camera just so that they can see and understand the urgency and come to your rescue, but not come to your rescue in that sense of having the Nigerian military, you know, break through their bars and snatch these people from the jaws of death. And I mean, I think it would be terrible for us to become apathetic. But then again, maybe sometimes you have too much problem in life or problems in life that you're managing that you now have to choose the one that concerns you and then disregard the other one. Because, I mean, there's only you and that little head of yours and that heart of yours big enough to hold onto the world, but maybe not big enough to carry all the problems of the world. And in between all of that can be this thing of, look, let me not manage that. That's not my problem yet. I have to feed, take care of the kids. I have to do this. I have to do that. But imagine this as a trend, which at this point, it's actually safe to say. Like, I mean, this happens at such an alarming rate. You can actually, someone actually called it an industry at some point. I don't yet think it's an industry, but the trend of it. And here we are on Nigeria Info. The government has issued a warning. A stern warning. I don't know how far that goes. And maybe this is the government trying to avoid casualties because, you know, I think when you are to embark on a rescue mission, there has to be a method, by which you carry that out so that you reduce casualties to the best minimum level. But this keeps happening. And I mean, some of you would say prayers. I don't know what some others of you would say. I think some of you are tired of this. I think everybody's tired of this. 99.3 Nigeria Info on the sunny side. My name is Joyce. It's 33 minutes past 12. I'll leave the rest of the commentary to you. 0700-993-993-993-01465-7190. Welcome to a beautiful day on radio. We call it Radioactive. This is Nigeria Info. Hello.
Good morning.
Hello. Welcome. How are you?
Good morning. Happy New Week. Happy Mother's Day Sunday.
Oh, good afternoon to you.
One. Yeah,
good
afternoon. I have Ebuka on the line. Yeah. Said you pointed something that a government has so many problems, just one head carrying it. You see, Nigeria is too big for this reason, but I wonder, there's so many ministries under this government, you know, have different departments, the ICT, FCC, so many minister labor and everything going on. Sometimes I wonder, are these guys, have they ever come together to, you know, discuss what is happening? You get joys. Now, we'll talk of a referendum and other things, you know, let's see, for true federalism or regional government, whereas people state government manage whatever thing they have. This thing is turning out to be a business for some people. The other time we're talking about amnesty for the Niger Deltas, and someone pointed out something. If you're giving amnesty to these guys, other region will begin to see themselves that, okay, you are not giving us anything, we've got to do something. And I think that's what is playing out. So what is the way forward? The government, they have a whole lot of things in their desk, and people say, you won't put all your fingers inside your mouth. This morning, was it when Mimo was talking about, him and Zeus was talking about your money in your bank, you know, them putting into law to borrow, that one aside. So if they really want to tackle this very thing, they should come to the grassroots. You know what? The allocations that have been given to these governors in this very state, are they accountable? Have they been transparent on whatever thing they're going to do?
Right.
Because if there's nothing like that, Joyce, education is a problem. Underdevelopment is one of the problems out there as well. And marginalizing another thing. Even we thinking that they are marginalizing most of the other people. The people that is even getting it are yet being marginalized because there are some certain people in the cacos that is eating this money. You get. So,
okay.
The government.
Thank you very much for calling. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Hello, Presh. Good afternoon to you and welcome. How are you?
And Joyce, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Look, I like to say that if you hear anything from the mouth of the Nigerian military, take it with a pinch of salt. These
Why?
People lie a lot. Yes, they lie a lot. There's no iota of truth from their mouth.
No, they but they did rescue some people, though.
They didn't rescue anybody. What these people did is, look, these guys are too many.
Wait. How do you know they didn't rescue anybody?
That's what happened.
No, wait.
They rescued them.
No, wait. If you're saying that they didn't rescue them against the fact that they claim that they did, then you're probably saying that you have another source of information that counters
okay,
that.
Okay, Joyce. See, let's look at it this way. You rescued them. How? How did you rescue them? Did you say to the bandits, come, give me these children? They gave you the children.
Come on, man. Why are you being so simplistic? Are you supposing that the military cannot rescue people?
How did they rescue the children? And why didn't they rescue them more? How? Did you kill the bandits and take the children? Or did you say to them, give me these children, and they gave the children?
You're not doing well with your imagination. I would actually ask that you expand that a little bit. You suppose, I mean, people go to war for heaven's sake. And what do you suppose happens there?
Look, Joyce,
I would even appreciate an alternative viewpoint giving some facts. But if this is going to be your gut feeling contribution, there's nothing I can do with that.
Okay, look, if these guys are saying they rescued the children, my question is simple. How did you rescue them?
All right, thank you very much then for calling. Hello, Gabriel, how are you? Welcome to Nigeria Info. Sorry, I lost you. Hopefully you can make it back. Garba Shehu, spokesperson for the president, official spokesperson to the president of the Republic of Nigeria, has said the president on Saturday issued a stern warning to would-be terrorists and bandits targeting schools, saying that the country will not allow the destruction of the school system. He says, and I quote, our military may be efficient and well-armed, but it needs good efforts for the nation's defense and local population. He insists that the local population must rise to this challenge of the moment. The president has expressed sympathy with the victims of this incident and hope for an early end to the ordeal of those still held captive. Stern warning. And then the president has expressed sympathy. And I wonder whether there's like a psychological check, like a follow-up, because this must take some psychological toll on anyone. But then welcome to Nigeria Info. Good afternoon to you. Welcome to the sunny side.
Hello.
Welcome. What's your name?
Yeah, my name is Simi.
What?
Simi.
You have to turn off your radio when you call in. Speak up when you call in. I'll appreciate that. Thank you very much. Good afternoon to you. Welcome. What's your name? Hello, good afternoon to you. This is Nigeria Info.
Hi, Joyce. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Welcome. What's your name?
My name is Opeyemi. I'm calling from Ikorodu.
Okay, go ahead.
Aha. This time I will not be speaking about agri. Let me express some of my thoughts and experience also with the security apparatus. Now, we don't have to reinvent the wheel, okay? I believe that the issue of security, especially in the northern part of Nigeria, there are things that we need to do.
Like,
and I'm going to cite the Israeli experience and the Singaporean experience. Compulsory military service. The Israeli citizen, the guy is from the age of 18, serve in the military for 36 months, compulsory. And the female serve for 24 months, compulsory. Now, whenever they finish their 3 and 2 years service, they have the option of remaining in the military or they form part of the Israeli society as a reserve unit. Maybe because the Israeli nation is within enemy zone, every average Israeli had gone through military. So they are ready to be called upon whenever there is crisis.
Mm.
We are entering that stage. Nigerians have been, they've been told, our government, Obasanjo, have been told in the past that go back home, replicate the same thing, have a populace of reserve armed forces personnel that could be called upon when the need arises.
Are you suggesting that we scrap NYSC and instead of that have this that you're suggesting?
Yes, because what is the percentage of our entire security apparatus vis-a-vis our population is less than 1%. Our entire security apparatus, they are now up to 2 million.
Okay.
And that is, 2 million is 1% of 200 million. They are not up to that. So they are overstretched. We need a minimum of 5% of our population being in the armed forces. Current standing military or security personnel.
Five.
Then the rest of us will have been in the reserve unit that could be called upon at any time when there is an emergency around the vicinity.
Sounds
where we
live. Sounds like an idea.
We can't continue like this. We can't. Because this old banditry of a thing, Nigeria border is so... These guys are already here, unlike when we want to deter them from coming in. We've gone past that level. They're already here. They've crossed our border and they're already here. don't overstretch these guys. They are not spirits.
Yeah. Okay.
We need to increase our capacity to deal with this, you know, criminality.
Thank you. Thank you very much for calling. We have Alaji Shuba. Welcome to Nigeria Info.
Thank you. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. We're happy to have you here, Alaji Shuba.
Thank you very much. Yo, do you agree with me that security is the backbone of life? I hope you agree with me, Master.
Yeah, we're listening. Yeah, please go ahead. Oh, it's probably a fundamental, but...
Very, very fundamental.
Yeah.
Very fundamental. If you are not secure, you will not get your office. You understand?
Yeah.
As you are talking today.
Yeah.
But it looks like our leaders are not serious with this security issue. Let me tell you why I'm talking of this nature. It's so disappointing and it's so painful. Look at the killing in the Osun State. You know, six people decided they were killed, and the people run into the bush. Why I'm saying that our leaders are not serious with this issue is this: they told them to get a drone that will signify whoever is in the forest. Look, this is an apparatus. It's a technology that will tell you, will indicate, will navigate whatever that is inculcated in the forest. It's a technology, you understand? And thereby it will enforce the security agent to navigate to that particular angle. You understand?
Okay.
So they keep their dead eyes on it. And you know what? The Western governors, you know, they inaugurated Amatekun for a year ago.
Yeah.
What brought about it? Because they cited a kind of, you know, a kind of feeling.
Feeling. Yeah, hello?
Hello?
I'm with you, please go ahead.
Thank you very much. So, that is why I said they are not serious. What's wrong with the issue of Amatekun? Our president is not telling us now that, you know, the governors and, you know, they should increase their native security within themselves. That means, I'm sorry to say that is our president has failed us.
Okay.
And look at the effort that's happened. Somebody asked our president, they asked our president about the increase in petroleum. Our president, who is minister of petroleum, said he's not aware. You see, so many things we are disappointed. I'll tell you.
What do you think? Okay, your line is breaking up, but what do you think about this stern warning from the presidency? Do you think it's firm enough to deter anyone who might be intending to become a kidnapper?
Well, the one is late. It's because he himself has failed us. Because you know the things is falling apart. He's the one that probably...
Lost you. Thank you very much for calling. We have John from Lekki. Good afternoon to you. This is Nigeria Info.
Hello, Joyce.
Welcome. Go ahead.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Yeah. Thank you very much for calling, John. Go ahead.
Yeah. I see, Joyce. Most times I used to laugh when I see people lamenting, having a brilliant contribution on how to move the country forward. But there is something that they fail to understand. Hello?
We're with you. Please go ahead.
All right. You are making suggestions that will help us to move forward. But you have not asked the people you are suggesting to. Are you ready to accept my suggestions before you make all these suggestions?
Okay.
They are not ready to do that. You want the people to engage themselves in military, compulsory military service, where you know that the people are not ready to allow other people have share in the country. Hello?
Yeah.
So this will not work.
Okay.
And even if it will work, have you asked yourself, are we one in this country?
All
Look
right.
at what is going on. They said that they kidnap people. We think that we are safe even... I think I learned that people were killed in Osun, was it yesterday or so? About six people from the same family. You get it? So let us come together and agree that we want to remain one as Nigeria. Then this is where we have the problem solved. But as long as we still continue in this one Nigeria of hypocrisy, we are not going to make any headway.
Do you suppose that the stern warning from the presidency would stop intending kidnappers from embarking on their escapade?
Joyce, do you listen to such a warning? For me, I didn't take it as anything. It's just like making a, you know, when the empty drum is making a noise.
Okay.
Doesn't make even anything because you give an order. The following day, people were kidnapped. And even the kidnapping is so, going on so higher now than when they have not even made that statement.
All right. Thank you very much.
It doesn't hold any water.
Wow. Thank you very much for calling. We do appreciate you calling in. James is on Nigeria Info. Good afternoon to you. My name is Joyce. You're on the sunny side.
My name is James.
Welcome. Go ahead.
The stern warning from the Mr. President.
Yeah.
The last time Mr. President gave a stern warning
was a few weeks ago
when those the secondary school children were kidnapped.
Yeah.
A week after, it was not even up to a week, kidnap happened again. It was reported in the news. Now there's a stern warning again. Joyce, I wouldn't take this one serious. The reason is because it was reported that the bandit told us that these people some people that are coming to the forest, they know them very well and there is nothing they can do to them. It was reported and they told us, it was all over the news. They said it, that these people, that they can identify some of them that are coming and they know them very well, they know them face to face. How can you explain to me that a certain Sheikh Gumi, we go and negotiate with the bandits, they are seen face to face, exchanging money, pictures everywhere, videos everywhere, it's reported everywhere, and you are telling us that there are some places, there are some people somewhere that are kidnapping children, but a certain person named Sheikh Gumi can go and interface with them.
Yeah.
Interface with them, and you see them face to face, and Nigerian army does not know, but Sheikh Gumi knows, and Sheikh Gumi is working freely, a free man, and you are telling us that we have, they are fighting security. These people are just the same. They
so do you suppose that there is no uniform approach to the tackling and eventual bringing to an end of this kidnap culture?
I am not even I'm not even saying that there's even a kidnap anyway. I'm saying it is a planned walk, honestly. Because I mean, it is not just it's not corresponding. It is not making sense. You know where the people are and yet you cannot go and get them. Why? Simply because you want to use that to get money from the government and all that. So if President Buhari is giving us, I just think that he's just saying it so that, okay, we will say, okay, the president has said something. No water and nothing at all.
Thank you very much for calling the sunny side. Good afternoon to you, Femi. Welcome to radio. We're Nigeria Info.
Hi, how are you?
Fine, thank you very much.
Okay, I want to make this brief. I was listening when he came to my call just now. They said the Israeli theory broadcast that should be adopted fully. Number two, I remember when our former head of state Abacha said,
sorry to button, are you supporting that or are you supporting that?
Absolutely.
Oh, okay. Oh, you support it. Okay.
Yes, we have what, 20-30 million graduates and unemployed just roaming around the streets. Just pull them into the military.
Okay.
We have a large, you know, population. I'm supporting that fully. You know, how this government don't think about this, I don't know. That's
wow.
Number two.
Okay.
Number two, if I have your handle, I will send you a video of a retired brigadier general in the military, one of the most brilliant minds in the military.
Yeah.
All right? Who has worked all over the world for Nigerian government, espionage and everything. Who has consulted for so many foreign countries, including France, as advisor in security on global terrorism. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
You need to listen to this video. And this man said that this is a joke. In fact, he calls it terrorist, this Boko Haram and bandits, there's a name he gave to them. He said, what is going on in the military now is so sad that, and this is what will break this country completely, that they have ethnicized the military. That during their time, there was nothing like that. You are from Igbo land, they send you to go and do a job in Igbo. You won't say because you're a people, you do it. So, but that is not there anymore. He said, now all this banditry and terrorism, said it's just for 2023 for money and power. They started during Jonathan. They haunted Jonathan with it and drove him out of government. You and I were in this country when we were campaigning in 2014. All sorts of propaganda, all sorts. Everything, the propaganda against Jonathan, they're doing the worst today. So this is a game. They're making money from this.
Oh, you're the second person suggesting that it's actually a plot of some sort.
It is.
Really?
My dear sister, do you know how much these guys are making? The Nigerian government is paying them. The president will come out and say, I'm giving you warning, no more. Tomorrow they will do the same thing. They won't do anything.
Yeah, that's the tricky part, where the presidency says something and doesn't quite appear that these kidnappers are taking him seriously.
Did he not say, no more? The following day, they kidnapped. they are paying these people. And this man said they normally recruit them from the north of Mali, like this ragtag, you know, militias, full animal, those are his words.
I would love to see the video. I would love to see the video.
If I have your handle,
yeah,
I'll send it to you. Or if you go to my Facebook handle, Boxer is there.
Okay.
I'll send it to you.
Please. Thank you very
much. If I can get your handle.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, just name your handle. I'll send you the video. Play the video and bring this topic back.
All right.
Listen, Abacha said if terrorism hangs on in a country for more than 48 to 1 week, the government knows about it. That was one general you respected for him to say that.
All right. Wow. Compelling. Thank you very much for calling Nigeria Info. We thoroughly do appreciate that. On Twitter, Joyce Onyemowa on Twitter, and on Instagram, I, Joyce Onyemowa on Instagram. I'll appreciate any of those link videos that you might have. I like to watch for myself and make some sense of it. In the meantime, I have Chooks here on radio. Good afternoon to you. This is the Sunny Side.
Good afternoon, Joyce.
Good afternoon. Welcome to radio. Go ahead.
This is Chooks from Isolo.
Yes, we're happy to have you.
Okay, thank you. Guys, the situation in our country, in fact, the way everything is going now, is reducing security and the bandits. You know, the government keep backing, and these people doesn't even give a damn. Even the more the government talks, they do the worst. So what are we talking about? The military or the police say they rescued about how many of them?
180.
Okay, 180. And we never heard if there was an exchange of guns with them. There was an exchange of guns with them. And you come to think of it, we are not stupid, though. But we are not talking about whether they rescued it or not. But how come these people have been successfully carrying out all this attack without even apprehending one person? And some northern elders, like Gumi or what, have addresses of these people going there to meet them. And still, the government doesn't know anything about them or cannot even go and apprehend all of them or their links. Even where one person can give information on their network. Well, we Obatabi will kill us.
I don't know what that means.
Obatabi will kill Nigeria.
I don't know what that means, but thank you very much for calling.
Okay.
We're actually due for a break in about a few seconds, so I'm going to say you hang in there. We'll be right back. It's 99.3 Nigeria Info. You're on the Sunny Side. My name is Joyce. We're Radioactive. We'll be right back.
The Sunny Side with Joyce.
99.3 Nigeria Info, the Sunny Side, and we're contemplating this outplay of kidnapping and the pattern that appears to be somewhat consistent. 4 minutes before 1 p.m. on Nigeria Info. Let's talk about it. Welcome, Prince. How are you? We're happy to have you here. Hello?
Hello, Joyce.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Nigeria Info.
Good afternoon.
Well, so another kidnapping story makes its way to the news. What do you say?
Yeah, what I want to say, I want to follow for you this adage. My people say, if somebody went and started grooming a little python.
Grooming a python?
In a little one, the
okay,
baby
yeah,
python.
Yeah.
So it comes to a stage whereby that python will grow big and you won't be able to feed it again. And the person now that is grooming the python becomes its food for the python. You know, the genesis of all these things, remember when Obasanjo starts rolling. Before you know it, the Northerners introduced Sharia from the north. We all in Nigeria, we know what happened. Remember the issue of this kidnapping and all this Boko Haram was, it's like it's foreign to us. We only hear about Qaeda and all those stuff. The only thing is that we Nigerians, we are not listening. Even as we are saying all this in the radio, our government are not listening. What I'm trying to say, if our government are listening, all these things will not happen. You look at the trend of this kidnapping. Started with Chibok, Dapchi girls. Now, they are calling this one bandits. To me, I think it's an extension of Boko Haram. Because when these people kidnap, government give them money. They will, in turn, use this money and give back to those Boko Harams to fund themselves. You see what is happening? Okay, look
but,
at the
but they seem to hold a different philosophy. If you remember, I think it was a few weeks ago, we shared like an audio here where they said that like one of the kidnappers from one of the passenger buses that was attacked. Yeah. One of the victims that pretty much made her way to rescue was No. I think something happened and then they were released. Exactly. Something happened and they were released. And then I played the audio of one of the victims of that situation. And she said that they just want a good society with education, hospitals, that these were the things promised them by the government and that the government has failed them. They seem to be complaining about the very same things you're complaining about. You remember the passenger situation that happened a few weeks ago, actually. I played the audio of the woman who said that she had family members with her when they were kidnapped and they were in the bush for a number of days before the government went there to rescue them.
Okay, let me give you my point. Let me give you why I'm saying this here. To check the history of all this kidnapping, Chibok girls, they are from government schools. And you know what? The Boko Haram, what they are fighting with, they don't want Western education.
Yeah, but that's Boko Haram. The kidnappers are saying that they want something else.
Let me land. I'm going somewhere. If I have all these kidnappings, why can't they go to Islamic schools and Arabic schools, all those places, and kidnap those children? What are they doing? They go to all these Western schools, they go there and kidnap them. What I'm saying is there is, if we check very well, we find that this so-called bandits, they are calling bandits, it's an extension of Boko Haram. And again, coming to the solution, the other time, there is a security network in the north. They have them there. Why can't they use this, plant all these people around the schools? But what they are doing is to go to where people are selling alcohol and begin to destroy alcohol. Is that what they call them for? Why can't they use all this security network? Well, I don't know what they call them. They plant them in all these schools. If they are saying they can alert the military, but what are they doing? In fact, we know the solution to all this thing, but our government don't want to do it. They are abusing Northern governor talking about election for the 2023. Is that what we are talking about now? There is a problem at hand. In fact, our Nigerian problem is, when I begin thinking about it, it nearly breaks my heart. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much for calling. Thank you. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Off on a break to bring you the headlines up of the hour. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. The Sunny Side, 99.3 Nigeria Info, 4 minutes past 1 p.m. And welcome if you have just tuned in as we talk about the Nigerian situations, we talk about the complexities of our realities, and maybe we aim for sensibility, because I really think how can things be better? How can things change if we can barely comprehend it? And maybe the whole idea is that there is general comprehension, like there's a carpet comprehension, so that the people are of one voice and have one vision, and when they decide, they have one mission. My name is Joyce. This is Nigeria Info. Let's talk. But just before that, we're going to segue into something else. We're speaking about the fact that kidnapping stories. Can I see that headline, please? What minute? When was it reported?
Yesterday.
March. Okay, yesterday?
Yeah, yesterday.
Okay, all right, fine. So hold on a second. In the news, no, I want to leave that for now. I want to add another body of work to this conversation we have before us that concerns security. But here it is Asare Dokubo, who declares himself the new Biafran body's leader, and he also names officials. Now, this is in the news, and I understand that Nigerians have, for the longest time, I mean, particularly since I joined Nigeria Info, when we complain about Nigerian issues, some Nigerians say, you know what, we want to go our own way. I am Yoruba, I want to, you know, we want to have our own country. This one says, oh, I'm Igbo, I want to have my own country. I wonder what our northern brothers are saying, particularly those listening. Do they feel left out, or have they ever contemplated joining the Yorubas or joining, the Igbos? But you need to hear this, and I really want to get your view on this. This is actually a very interesting angle that he takes. A former militant in the Niger Delta region, Alhaji Mujahid Asare Dokubo, has announced himself as the leader of the new Biafra de facto customary government, citing injustice and marginalization on the Igbo people found in various zones of the country as a reason for his aspiring for a better life for his people. I never actually thought he would be a Biafran, but yeah, let's go. This was contained in a statement issued by the head of information and communication of the customary government. Look at that. And the name is Uche Mefo, and copies of which were made available to journalists. An online statement, which has also been made popular or known to some people, announced that George Onyibe would be the secretary while Emeka Esiri would be in charge of legal matters. This is his position. In the statement, he vowed that the de facto government would take care of the current insecurity challenges faced by the Igbo people, as well as focusing on science and technology to make life easier for the people as well. According to him, he says, in the efforts to achieve the set goals, the government shall never go into war with anybody. Well, yeah, because you cannot be fighting and then trying to move forward at the same time. There's a time for everything. You're either moving forward or you're engaged in combat. He says, in the same vein, the regime's determination to take care of the needs of the people is pretty much what they have before them as a challenge. He's also stated that, or he listed the proposed government's paramount agenda as comprising security by securing the lives and properties of our people. He says, we're going to invest everything we have in science and technology to increase the scientific and technological discoveries, fabrications, and making life easier for our people through science and technology. So apparently, this is someone, I mean, it looks as though off the backs of what everybody might have against the government, which, for example, in this regard might be insecurity, people are trying to do something about the situation. Some doing the crazy, some doing the bad, some doing the terrible. And here, Asari Dokubo talking about a de facto government. And if one thing is evident is that even in the minds of people, there is there's a safe amount of what we can call a lack of uniformity. This group think what they think. This ones say what they say. These other ones believe what they believe. And then we have to understand that the concept of Nigeria has to be held by all. But if, say, bandits, for example, think, well, the government promised us schools, roads, houses, and all of that welfare, jobs, and they failed. Well, this is what we're choosing to do now. Go out there, kidnap people, make the government pay us. And God in heaven knows what Boko Haram really wants at this point of our lives, where people are supposed to be free. At least that's the belief, to choose what they want, to self-determine themselves. That's also on another end. And then there would be, this one now emerging, and it's really worth talking about. And hopefully you see the opportunity on Nigeria Info. Welcome if you have just tuned in. 10 minutes past 1 p.m., 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk. 0700-993-993-993 and 01465-7190. That number's for women alone. Welcome to radio. Does this make sense to you? Let's hear you. Welcome. How are you?
Yeah, Joyce. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Thank you very much. Quick one for Asari Dokubo. I don't blame him for coming out to defend the people from that part of the country. The so-called people from that part of the country who are in government. Hello, Joyce.
Go ahead. We're with you.
I don't want to mention names. You know what I call? They do this affordable politics. Their people are going through a lot of things, but they don't care. So for Asari Dokubo to come up now to do this for people from that part of the country, good one.
Oh, you support that?
I'm telling you, because people who are representing them, right from Senate to House of Rep, even the governors, yeah, people are going through a hell, but they don't care because they are playing up for them for politics.
All right.
And then for the kidnappers, you were explaining that woman. I listened to that woman on your program that day, where said during the election, they come and they help them.
Mm-hmm.
So when they win the election, they will do one or two things for them, right?
Yeah.
That lady, I listened to that lady that day. So after they won the election, they abandoned them. And I'm surprised to hear some of us, oh, they are from Mali, they are from Niger, they are from Chad. A governor, even a president from Niger or Chad, come to support this current 2019, right? Hello, Joyce.
Go ahead, we're listening. Go ahead.
They come. And they promise these guys, oh, don't worry, when we win, we'll do one or two things. Even the Nigerian masses,
that voted for this president and the party. I always say it is just unfortunate. President Buhari is the luckiest president. We never get it this bad. We never get it this bad during President Jonathan. We some set of people go to Ojota. Well, and I've been telling
them. What do you say about the divisive nature of the outcomes that we're seeing today? Like there's something, I mean, we cannot deny now that it's actually divisive. It's this group is there and this other group is over there and then these group is here and everybody is thinking differently. So what happens to the idea of Nigeria and how can we actually fight for the Nigeria if we're actually this divided?
No, no, no. You have a house. You have the key, right? Then you lock the key. You lock the house. Then somebody call, I want to, how can you enter? The people who hold the key of this country, the same people are the ones doing this thing to themselves. Okay. Like the guy said, we'll play you a tape of that general, right?
Go ahead.
There's a guy that calls, sir, we'll play you a tape of. They sympathize among these security people. I'm begging them, please. The funny thing is their own people they are killing, you know. It's their own people destroying, burning.
You can't quite say so because we have reported of, say, destruction
no, the other day
even
the
in the West.
Soldiers, they say the Christian soldiers are killing the Muslims. There's nothing like that in Nigerian army.
So you have absolutely no idea so how this can move on, how we can further the cause of the Nigeria.
The ball stopping the president table. The supporters should stop deceiving the man.
All
he
right,
cannot.
Okay.
What is he waiting for to quit?
Okay.
Thank you, Joyce.
Thank you for calling. This is Ruben. We're Nigeria Info. Good afternoon, Ruben. Welcome. Go ahead.
Yeah, on the Asare Dokpo issue, well, I think it's also linked to the first story of the bandits and the... Yes,
exactly.
Yeah, I think it's because of the failure of government. Asare Dokpo and this thing, they were... okay, let's use Asare Dokpo as an example. When he was doing his militancy, blah, 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 the Jonathan government gave him money, billions of naira. I think I'm having this feeling that he has squandered the money to use the Biafra way.
Oh, you also have your misgivings about him.
I support the fact that Biafra would be a republic. I don't really believe in the unity of this country. The existence of it in the first place was never over. It was more like a contraption to me. So, but I want a genuine fight, which I'm not really seeing. Okay, Asare Dokpo, I don't know what is it? I don't think he's fit enough to start a Biafra blah 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 Biafra thing. I think you should leave it for noble people, educated people.
Have you also contemplated what could arise of the backs of this? Like if this starts and maybe it succeeds, what could happen from that?
Oh, then the speculation of Nigeria is up and going. That's all I see.
Thank you very much for calling. 99.3 Nigeria Info, this is Bright. Welcome to the sunny side. Hello.
Hi, Joyce.
Welcome.
How are you doing?
Good. Welcome. Go ahead.
Yeah. This is Bright calling from Lekki.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. I don't really know if I watched this movie, State of Emergency.
Why?
What is happening now is as same as what happened in that book has been displayed in that very movie.
Oh, I don't remember it.
Did you watch this movie, The Looking Black Gold?
Well, you know, you're not just speaking to me alone. You're speaking to Lagos, and I'm hoping that they've watched all these movies that you're referring to. Otherwise, you can go ahead with your concern.
You see, what is happening now is just a clear picture of what has been has been played out in that very movie.
Yeah, but maybe not everybody has watched the movie, so can you articulate the movie, though? Okay. Can you tell us what you've seen?
Let me ask you this other question. Look at what went out at this thing. It happened at this thing, Lekki toll gate, where the army denied they were not involved in this thing, Lekki shooting. Did you really believe that they were involved in that issue or not?
Do you have a conversation? Do you have, like, a contribution to the topic?
Of course.
Give it to me.
This Nigerian, they were the ones that denied that they were not invited at the Lekki shooting, that they were not involved at the Lekki shooting. They are still the ones announcing that, yes, they rescued up to like 180 people at the Zika capital.
But they actually agreed that they were there eventually. They did say that they were there at the toll gate. They admitted that they were there.
Denied.
Yeah.
Initially they denied.
Yeah.
So when they denied that they were not there, what was your situation then? Do you really agree with them that they were not there or not?
So what does that help you aim for? That if I believe it, then it's fine. If I don't believe it, like, come on now, give me what you have for me so we can be up and on with this.
I'm trying to say that those guys are not really sincere. They are not sincere at all.
All right. Thank you very much for calling. I appreciate. 99.3 Nigeria Info, the sunny side. Good afternoon to you and welcome if you can hear me. Good afternoon. Welcome. What's your name?
Okay. My name is Victor from VI.
Thank you very much. Go ahead.
Okay. About the kidnapping stuff. Please, I think they should go and bring Sheikh Gumi. You know, for Sheikh Gumi to come out and say that each time he goes to the forest, the government officials are there. And you come out to hear army telling us that they repelled the bandits or the terrorists, anything they call them. Just this will make you understand that Buhari and his government is playing hanky-panky with Nigeria. They definitely know what they are doing. Who is Sheikh Gumi? That will go with government officials. And you have the presidential spokesperson, Garba Shehu, coming to tell us something else. That means it's either he's always there or Mr. Lai is always there. They know what they are doing. Okay, I'm not even surprised because they created this thing from the onset. Don't tell me if it is true or not. They created it from the onset. When Jonathan was there, they frustrated this man from doing what he's supposed to do. They used terrorists to frustrate him. Then they entered there and they said it is bandit. What is the meaning about what was Boko Haram doing different from what the people they call bandits is doing now?
You know, I want to ask you a question. I want to know whether you've thought about it. The divergent nature of where Nigerian and groups in Nigeria are faced. So there is the bandits, there's the Boko Haram, there is now Sarido Kubo, and maybe there are other groups, for example, here in the West or Southwest. With this different opinions, what do you think this means for Nigeria, say, 5 years from now? Maybe even less.
One of your callers said there has not been a country. There is no country called Nigeria. What we are having is just conspiracy. What we are having is just Lord Lugard coming to push people together by force without agreement.
Can you call Nigeria a conspiracy if you're living within her borders and living the Nigerian dream? Maybe this is not the dream, but you're living the reality. You're living out the reality. Can you still call it a conspiracy?
The conspiracy is that somebody came and brought us together without consultation. Okay. Now, because see, let me tell you, if you have a marriage and that marriage was not done very well, there is no way that if any marriage have no foundation, there is no way those couples will live together in peace. That is what is playing out.
Okay. All right. Thank
you. I said the couple is just a joker. He wants to get money. Yes.
You think so?
He's a joker. I will know him now. He's a joker.
All right.
When Biafra will come, he will not know where he came from.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for calling. Francis within Victoria Island is here. Good afternoon. This is Nigeria Info. How are you?
Good afternoon, Joyce.
Welcome, Francis. Go ahead.
Yes, Joyce. Proper solution to Nigerian problem. Three things have to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Namely, one, referendum.
Yeah, a referendum.
So discuss if we're going to stay together as one people.
Okay. Do you think that it appears that we don't want to stay together as a people?
That is the reality on ground, Joyce.
Okay.
But we are denied that fact. Secondly, we should go back to regional government.
Do you think that's what Asari is trying to do? Like maybe like a original kind of caretaking?
Asari is a politician. Should go and sit down.
Okay. All right.
He should go and sit down. Then thirdly, you know, historically and presently, what is going on in Nigeria today? This government is the worst. Thirdly, it's either Buhari and the APC-led government should leave us alone. That's the solution to Nigerian problem.
Fair and square. Thank you very much for calling the Sunny Side. I do appreciate we have Val here on the Sunny Side. Good afternoon to you. This is Nigeria Info. Welcome.
Hello, Joyce. How are you doing?
Fine, thank you very much. Go ahead, Val.
First of all, I happen to come from the same region as Asari Dokubo.
Mm-hmm.
I, from the depth of my heart, I totally disagree with whatever he's coming with.
It's interesting now, that you come from the depths of your heart. Why? Have you no faith in a brother?
Why I'm saying that is, he charted a course. He charted a course many years back.
Yeah.
And at the end of the day, he compromised. He never finished it up. He compromised.
Yeah.
Now, prior to that time, something happened that led to the proliferation of so many armed groups within that region.
Okay.
You understand? Yeah. When he was arrested and all that, certain things started happening, kidnapping, this and that, that and this. Before you know what was happening, the movement splits into so many fragments, which has ended up tormenting that particular region now.
Okay.
And the adverse effect of it is that even children from secondary and primary schools are joining different gangs.
Oh.
Okay. So, as it is now, even whatever he's speaking, he's not speaking the minds of the entire people of that particular region.
Mm.
Because he's no longer seen as that 100% credible leader. People might still like him, maybe 40-50%. I might still like him. But
you cannot entrust leadership into his care.
Now, another thing again is, we, from the past experiences, not to give discredit the Easterners and all that, but with the past experiences we had prior to independence, after independence, during the war and all that, we have come to a point whereby we have identified that our interests are different. Our interest, basically in the southern region, is different. Though we have close ties, we have close relationships and all that, but our interests, they are different. So if we say we want to come together, then we should come together as a block where all our leaders from the southern region can say, okay, let's come together. Let's say we'll form a southern unit, southern Nigeria. We'll do this, we'll do that, we'll do this, we'll do that.
But what happens to your northern brothers who might also be feeling the brunt of what it is you're complaining about right now?
Also for the northerners, for us to move ahead, we all need to come to a round table. You see all these segmented groups and all that?
Yeah, divergent ideas and people with their plans.
It's going to lead to a calamitous society years to come. Because there are so many groups coming,
And everybody has their own agenda, they have their own motives.
Everybody has their own personal agenda, not even an ethnic agenda, not even a tribal agenda, not even a regional agenda. It is personal. So we need to come together to say, okay, this is what we want to do. Let's do like this. And we consult the right people. You can't just come and you're speaking on behalf of people, say the Biafra and all that. Even within the Biafra region, they do not agree. They are not in sync with themselves, not to talk of the Niger Delta axis. So you need to identify, you need to know now that we all have different interests. So for us to come together now on the round table and discuss it and say, okay, this is the cause we are charting, then we cannot move forward.
That's
how I see.
I appreciate you calling in, The Sunny Side. 99.3 Nigeria Info. We have got Singer. Hello, good afternoon to you, lady. Welcome. How are you? Can you hear us? I cannot hear you anymore. I do apologize. No. The Sunny Side, good afternoon to you. Turn off your radio. I'll appreciate that. Turn off your radio. Welcome. What's your name?
My name is Emeka Bleri. Good day for the cross.
Okay. Good day to you. Welcome.
Just my wife. I greet you once again.
I am not your wife.
Okay. I'm very sorry for that. Working day for Nigeria.
You have about a minute and 30 seconds, and I hope that's enough for you.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
It is like two leaders that fought civil war have ruled Nigeria. One, Obasanjo. You don't have anything to show that the peace of Nigeria there on the table. Second, Buhari that followed the war until the ending of the war. Now he's in position. You don't have anything to keep that peace that you fought and maintain the peace. Now, if these people don't have anything to maintain the peace or the peace they fought for, now, where do you think that Nigeria will go? Where am I going?
Where you going?
Under the umbrella of Buhari, many things happened. Under the umbrella of Obasanjo, many things happened. Many dramas and games and comics happened. Nothing, no solution.
All right. So what do you say in now, 10 seconds? You have to finalize.
Where am I going now? Let us create
state police, then that state police will have authority of itself to secure.
And on the daily statistics of the Nigerian Army's operation,
President Muhammadu Buhari has inaugurated.
With screaming headlines making the rounds in the dailies, it's very easy to forget other Tori when we say they affect our life and economy.
NDLEA don't record high achievements. The National Club
introducing Lost to the Headline. A news bulletin highlighting news stories reported but almost forgotten.
The police in Ogun State have arrested two tenants.
Join us Mondays to Fridays at 1 p.m. on 99.3 for stories others forgot to tell you. Aproko work no go kill me last.